Another big weekend celebration coming up in 2 weeks. Guster. They've been together since the early 1990s. Adam Gardner lives in Maine. His wife, I think, is from Wells. And they come back now for their third straight year of doing this wonderful weekend festival on the ocean. Concerts and some community service projects, a lobster bake, a beer collaboration, a lot of cool things going on. And we caught up with Adam on the road in Cleveland, Adam Gardner of Guster, talking about their upcoming On the Ocean weekend. Good to have you back on with us. We're looking forward to 2 weeks away, Guster's third annual On the Ocean weekend, bigger and better again this year.
Yeah, we're getting excited too. We're in Cleveland right now. And working our way east.
Well, a lot of things going on. Let's walk through some of the events of the weekend. Starting on Friday night, August 9th, you've got an acoustic concert coming up. But before you get to that, time to roll out another collaboration with Mast Landing. Very excited about this.
Yeah, that beer was so good last year. We were lucky in that I, as part of our collaboration, I said, I need to take home a lot of beer. And I did. And it lasted me a good while, and then for the past 7 or 8 months I've been waiting for my next batch, so I can't wait.
I have to think that maybe second only to getting your own customized instrument, having a beer collaboration named in your honor has got to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was neat. And again, for me, the idea behind all of this and the whole weekend really is to bring the Guster community together with the community that I feel lucky to call myself a part of in Maine. So that was really I'm from away officially. I moved in 2005 to Maine. My wife's from Wells, but ever since moving, I've just fallen so deeply in love with Maine and wanted to share that passion with our fans.
Well, you got a lot going on the weekend of the acoustic concert. We mentioned you need to have your tickets already because that's sold out. But then two performances at Thompson's Point on Saturday. And one of the features of the performance this time around, you guys are going to do the entire Lost and Gone Forever album.
Yeah, so it'll be one show, but two sets. Yeah, that's right. So we'll do Lost and Gone Forever. It's the 20th anniversary of that record. We'll be doing that start to finish, and then we'll play a second set of a bunch of material from all of our records.
Who are you bringing along for Talented Friends this time around?
As far as support acts or as far as musicians that will be joining us on stage?
Well, both would be great, yeah.
As far as musicians on stage, we're for the church show on Friday, we'll be playing an acoustic set. It'll be very different with, piano, and we just found out we have access to the pipe organ at the church, which we're very excited about.
Nice.
And we'll have some string players as well, so that'll be a really beautiful, intimate, very different look at our band and at our songs. And then at Thompson's, we will have string players and have horn players joining us as well, so it'll really fill out the sound in a way that we're really looking forward to. It's always fun to have guest musicians joining us.
And there has to be a lobster bake again, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you can't invite people. I think there's a significant amount of folks that come from out of town for this kind of destination weekend, almost wedding weekend. It feels a lot like a wedding to me because I'm the hometown kid. So it's definitely, all my family and all my friends and colleagues. So it's a collision of worlds, but in the best way.
So you've got that going, an after party. There's a hot sauce contest as well. And then on Sunday, some really great events. One of the things you guys always do as part of this weekend is to do some community events, and three different ones going on. You're leading a couple of reverb service projects with the people from Portland Trails.
That's right. Yeah, we do that every year. Reverb's an organization my wife and I started 15 years ago. It's our 15th anniversary year this year. Our office is based right in Millport. We have a number of folks that all work for the organization there, and then a number of folks that are embedded on a number of summer tours right now to make the tours more green and engage fans to take action for people on the planet.
And Brian Rosenworcel, Thunder God's got a cool thing going on, a story event, moth-style story event over at One Longfellow Square.
Yep. And then Luke is also doing a bike ride around Peaks Island. Cliff Bar is a partner on that one, and they're we're doing that with fans as well. And I'm excited for our fans to do that and plug into the islands and Casco Bay a bit more, since we are calling this weekend on the ocean.
Will you be doing some songs from the new album, which is great, by the way? Look Alive. It's, you guys always sound like you have fun, but this one, perhaps even more so.
Yeah, I mean, every time we, you know, I think the reason why we're still a band is because we still are really hungry creatively and want to continue to push forward and explore new areas. And this one was no exception at all. And, you know, it was a pleasure writing these songs. It was really exciting. And then recording it was really, you know, sometimes you just hope to capture what you created in the studio, and other times it goes so far past what you expected a song to be. And I would say most of our songs ended up in a place that was by far exceeded my expectations. And a lot of that had to do with the producer that we worked with, Leo Abrahams, who's incredible. And we also, serendipitously, ended up in a studio, because he's British, he had trouble with a work visa in the States, so we had to change our plans with where we were recording, and ended up in Canada, in Calgary, at this incredible new studio, but it's been established as a keyboard museum, and it has the largest collection of analog synthesizers in the world. And we use a lot of them on the record. So we ended up with, you know, this incredible playground of musical instruments that we could incorporate into our songs. And it really did take our music into a different direction that we were very happy about.
It's got to be great. You've got the loyal fans who have just many been there since the very beginning, but you keep adding new fans. And I have to think part of that is because the sound continues to evolve even after nearly 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, the fans that are with us know that, you know, we're not going to keep making the same kind of music. And the fans that were attached to, our early sound, well, they're probably not coming out anymore. I don't know. But I think, you know, I think we're very lucky that we have fans that are willing to kind of grow with us and hang with us and explore with us. And at this point, you know, they know to expect that whatever we put out is going to be different than the last thing we did.
Well, it's a great homecoming for you, and it's really becoming one of the most anticipated events of the summer here. The third annual Guster on the Ocean Weekend coming up August 9th through the 11th. We're so excited that you guys are coming back and making it a weekend to remember once again.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Adam Beck, thanks for talking with us. We appreciate it. Enjoy Cleveland and your stops along the way the next couple of weeks, and we'll see you soon.
All right, will do. Thanks so much.
Adam Gardner of Guster, 2 weeks away, the On the Ocean Weekend. I love the fact that, I mean, that's a group that gets it, that they do this to be close to their fans, and so many opportunities for fans to not just hear the band, but see them in different settings, this intimate acoustic concert at, I think it's the First Parish Church, and then, you know, after parties with the band, doing some of these community service projects that they do, couple of lobster bakes on that Saturday for the fans. It's really great.
It gives their audience just a whole new way to interact with the group. It's wish more bands did that.
Well, and also when they were here, when they played at the Waterfront a few years back, they came out, and they've done this at a lot of shows. They came out before everything started and went out on the lawn and did an acoustic set out there for the fans who were sitting on the lawn before the show got underway.
Oh, that's just great.
Absolutely. Thanks to Adam Gardner for coming back on with us.